A swimming pool in the Kalahari Desert, the ice skates of a boy in a wheelchair, and a midnight train ride in the cool African night from the backdrop of the eight quite diverse stories. They form the backdrop of the eight quite diverse stories in the new collection, Swimming. Some of the stories take place in Africa, others in the United States, but in all of them, the characters do confront cultural and racial differences. Some are historic, some are in the present. The book is by Carl Lunta. He is the author of the novel I Know It by Heart, as well as numerous travel books. It is a great pleasure to welcome him back to the roundtable. It's been a long time since you've been on the program.
It has, and thanks for having me back.
Well, it's very nice to have you back. So the new collection of stories, as I mentioned, is called Swimming. How long have these, pardon the pun, but how long have these been swimming around to the point where they came into a collection?
Well, they stretch back as far as 15, 20 years, some of the original ones, some of the later ones in the last several years. I decided to collect them more sort of as a point of for my own memory, too. They've been all over the place, and I thought, let's put it all together as a sort of way for me to remember what's going on, too, with the writing.
I was curious, because I know you're a travel writer, and you've written travel guides, as I mentioned in the introduction, but do they sort of correspond with one another, that through your travels you have gone to these places that have inspired you to write about these places?
In some cases, yes, but actually the original inspiration for some of the scenes, if not the stories, happened way back when I joined the Peace Corps after I went to college. Mm. And ended up in overseas for 12 years. I ended up in Africa for about 6 years, and then the South Pacific for another six. So they, in some ways, inspired the scenery, the scenes behind these. But I think that the stories themselves are I hope, universal. I hope you don't need the exoticism of Africa to click with the stories. But they did sort of set me in motion with some of these stories.
I talked about in the introduction that the commonality that they have is this confrontation of cultural and racial differences. What is it about that subject you think that you find fascinating and that you like to wrestle with in fiction?
I also wrestled with the racial issues in the novel, Note by Heart. I think that culture is sort of the great frontier. It's the great unknown. We're crossing cultures rapidly these days, more so than ever before, with the internet, with instant news and instant ability to communicate across cultures. And yet we still maintain our culture. We still maintain Africa, and it certainly has some very distinct cultural traits in these countries and obviously around the world. And I feel that the act of being a human being in another culture is inspiring and fascinating for me. When you move to a new culture, when you live in a new place, you lose a lot of your sense of yourself. The things that you believed in may be believed in there, but certainly don't manifest in the same ways. The things you thought were true may not be true. The things you felt were important to you may suddenly seem less important. You lose a sense of, until you do enter the culture, you lose a sense of self, and then you regain it. And when you regain and come out on the other side, I think that's a revelation, and that's the beauty of crossing culture, literally crossing cultures, moving from one to another, entering a culture and being part of it. It takes a while, it takes a long time. And some of what I've written about in these stories is the act of people crossing, moving from one culture to another. And that happens sort of along racial lines, too, even within smaller groups in the United States or wherever it might be.
You mentioned over 20 years of these stories being around, and obviously also the connection with your experience in the Peace Corps, which leads me to the question of, do you need them to gestate for a little while to experience what you've experienced and have it, put it into a context and make sense to be able to write about it? or does it come more immediate?
Well, you know, originally when I first started to write, I thought to myself, well, I first started to write a long, long, long time, even before I went into the Peace Corps and all that, and I had no luck getting published. I was a bad writer. And even worse, poet, by the way. That word will never come up in my vocabulary again. But when I first started to get published, I was publishing stories that took place in the United States. I thought, let's not take the easy route. The easy route, this exotic culture, these exotic people, exotic clothes, food, music, etc., can set a vibrant backdrop to a story. But I'd rather hone my craft as a writer and write about things that are not quite as exotic first. Bring the exotic in later. So when I first did bring the exotic in, when I first started to write about Africa and all that, I felt it opened up a whole new, a number of new doors for me in terms of expression and writing. And certainly it's a lot more fun to write about things that are that are exotic and sort of different. And I'm not doing it to shock the reader. It's more fun for me as the writer, I think.
Let's talk about the reader, though. What do you think that we enjoy about, and I'll include you in this as a reader, of what we enjoy about reading about the exotic?
Well, it's a good question because, you know, when you enter a story, when you read Conrad or when you read about, you know, Tolstoy, something is taking place in another culture, is it way too complicated for the reader to actually get to the what's happening in the story, you know, sort of to weave around this exotic, the palm trees and the so on, whatever it might be. And what you're hoping for is an expression of the human spirit. I think what you're expressing for in your stories is an expression of how people really feel and think and act despite their cultural differences and despite the language differences and all the other miscommunication that goes on between people in different cultures. So you're hoping, because there is an essence there that's all of us, and that's what I think you're looking for.
Where does the title come from?
Swimming is a story, as one of the stories in the collection. It is a story about an expatriate Dane who is living in the Kalahari Desert and is dying of cancer, and he decides to build an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the middle of the Kalahari Desert. I guess I could leave it at that, but that's okay. Where it comes from.
Well, I'm curious into how it fits the other stories in the collection as a whole, the title.
Well, the title story is, of course, you know, here's a man crossing cultures, and there's a complication in his life, despite the obvious complication of cancer. There are other complications happening and that he has to struggle through before he can finish this pool. I suppose you could take the title as a metaphor for being sort of plunging into it. It's a thing nobody does, by the way, in the Kalahari Desert. Nobody knows how to swim. Nobody right. swims. So
it's doesn't also, come off. You know, it could come up off it. No.
No. So.
Well, the collection is, it's a new story collection. It's Swimming. It is published by Excelsior Editions. It did a beautiful job. Very nice job on the publication.
Well, thank you.
And it is out now. Carl Lunta, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks,
it's a great
Joe.
Pleasure to have you on the program.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.